A number of Utah doctors and support staff are in the New York metropolitan area as part of a crisis response team to help overburdened hospitals there during the coronavirus outbreak. RJ Bunnell is a doctor with Utah's Intermountain Healthcare who volunteered to go, and he's keeping an audio journal of his experience for KCPW. This is his second entry to KCPW's COVID-19 diaries.
This is the New York Crisis Response Team audio journal, April 15th, 2020. Woke up with a funny feeling this morning. Wasn't particularly unpleasant, but I can't say I was relaxed. Maybe what happens when you cross the first day of school with a cliff jump. I can't say I'd ever gotten ready for work with exactly that same kind of anticipation and planning. What do I touch first? How will I not contaminate my bag? Do I leave these shoes outside when I come home? Mask, check. Sanitizer, check. Goggles, check. Respirator, double check. We grabbed a car after a predictably delicious New York bagel and chatted with our driver all the way to the hospital on a wide-open freeway that's normally bumper to bumper. Everyone here knows someone with COVID, and the numbers are even higher than reported due to lack of testing per our driver. Life here has changed profoundly. He wasn't sure if or when it would get back to what we thought of as normal just 2 months ago, before a new coronavirus hopped off a plane from Italy and started making its way east across Long Island. The hospitalist service at LIJM is remarkable. A large group from all walks of life, they welcomed us with open arms and cheerily went along their day with a lot of the daily banter and dark humor you expect from a group of caregivers that spends a lot of their time trying to fix impossible situations and comforting patients having the worst day of their lives. I got to do my first two COVID admissions, one assisted, one almost most of the way on my own, as I bumbled through a brand new data input slash torture device we call an electronic health record. Our first patient would normally not have passed go or collected $200 on his way to the ICU under any kind of normal circumstances. Only 40 years old and previously healthy, his heart and lungs were working overtime to keep oxygenated blood flowing to his vital organs. We discussed all the still totally unproven and potentially dangerous medication options and crossed our fingers that he wouldn't be on a ventilator or worse by the morning. My next patient was doing better. I entered the room alone, in full protective gear, fully aware of the invisible particles of RNA and protein that lurked everywhere, looking for an opening or opportunity to jump to another host. Lauren was lying on her stomach, probably because these patients oxygenate better when they're prone. She'd been diagnosed 5 days ago, but just the day before started getting winded, moving even a few feet. She was stable, but I couldn't give her my usual level of reassurance, knowing exactly how much I still didn't know about how this often slow and cruel virus progresses. She was obviously worried, and who wouldn't be if they had lived in New York City for the last month and a half? She's by no means guaranteed recovery, and she's a year younger than I am. It's not just old people experiencing this new pestilence.
Dr. RJ Bunnell is part of a crisis response team from Utah's Intermountain Healthcare currently on the ground in New York City to help in hospitals overburdened by the coronavirus outbreak. Tune in weekdays for more of KCPW's COVID-19 Diaries.